We're on the phone today with Terry Dietrich of American Farmers and Ranchers. Terry, a busy time, of course, I know, for you as you get ready for your 112th annual meeting of the AFR-OFU.
The theme of our convention is the power of cooperation. And, of course, we were organized 2 years before statehood as a cooperative. So it's a very fitting theme for our organization.
Terry, it seems like you've got a good lineup of speakers, both at the state level, but also got some folks coming in from our nation's capital as well to address the group.
We sure do, and I'm looking forward to some of that. And Darren Kopic, one of our speakers, is a good friend of mine from my National Wheat Grower days. When I was president of the National Wheat Growers, I believe he was executive director of Oregon Grain Growers, but later became the CEO of the National Wheat Growers. Before he became the CEO of Agriculture Machinery Manufacturers. And, of course, I'm concerned what's going to happen. There's not a lot of new machinery being purchased with the down economy that we have. And there's an awfully lot of used machinery that's coming on the market for people that are just having to get out. And I want to tell you, I appreciate your article that you put out in your farm report on how 40%, we have 40% less commercial loans from farm loans from banks. We as farmers, we go into our local input suppliers, and we've just got a charge account. And we charge it, we pay it off. We charge it, we pay it off. And a lot of times it's paid off by proceeds from an operating loan through a bank. If all of a sudden we don't have that operating note, then we can't pay our accounts receivable. And I know that CoBank, which is the bank for lots of our cooperatives, are very concerned about the size of account receivables.
Terry, always an important part of your convention is to set policy for the coming year, kind of your marching orders to work with lawmakers in the state of Oklahoma, and even some national policy ideas I know that you'll be discussing as well. Tell me about some of the policy positions that you will be considering.
Well, Ron, we're tickled again once more to be able to bring our delegates in from around the state and help them to establish our policy that we will march to for the rest of the year. And it's always a great thing. We'll add to, we'll take away, but when we leave, it's the wishes of the grassroots. And that's what I love about this opportunity. A lot of the things that we're going to be discussing during our policy discussions, or a few of them, of course, budget is always front and center. And one of the things that our policy committee definitely came out against is more budget cuts, especially to extension services. They have been cut and cut and cut. And there may be a tuition increase at Oklahoma State University, but the extension gets no part of the tuition increase, and we depend upon them a lot for our research. Another questionable button, we really don't know where we are or where we're going to be regarding immigration reform. Our policy has always favored a simplified work permit for immigrant labor to come in on a work permit. They're documented, they pay their income tax, they pay their Social Security withholdings just like any other laborer, but when the season's over and they want to go back home, they're free to do so and maybe come back the next year. But there should be a more simplified way. There are a lot of, especially in fruit, vegetable, and nuts country, there's a lot of crops that go to waste or acres that go unplanted. And there's got to be a remedy to that, because when we don't produce it, guess who does? It comes from other countries that produce the same products under less restrictive environmental regulations. Sales tax on internet purchases, amen, that needs to be. And we sure favor it must also include the rate that the county and local governments are charging, plus the state sales tax. We're getting a lot of reports on the need for auxiliary or off-site, out of Oklahoma City, military veteran health care options. A lot of our people are way out in the corners of the state, and it's a long ways to come into Oklahoma City to a veterans clinic. And there should be a way that they can still get veteran assistance and be closer to home to get their treatments. We're very pleased, and we'll have a commendation for the water agreement that has been developed between the tribes and the state. We think that is long overdue. It took a lot of work. They finally got that done. One thing we're kind of thrilled about, too, the Wildlife Department, the tribes are working with the Wildlife Department to buy, not to get them free, but to buy hunting licenses, and then they will, as a tribal benefit, they may give them out to their tribal members, but they do buy them from the state, and that just generates more revenue for the Wildlife Department. We're certainly in favor of that. The feral hog issue is not going to go away. However, a year ago when the governor vetoed the proposal that was out there, she ordered gave an executive order for an alternative plan that has been developed. We kind of feel like that they went to the trouble to do it. Let's watch it for a year or two before we start trying to change it again.
Thank you, Terry. Terry Dietrich, president of the American Farmers and Ranchers, their annual convention set for the February at the Norman, Oklahoma Embassy Suites Convention Facility. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.